Good morning, this is Whit with this week's Your Pastor's Voice. I'm sure most of you are aware that the Masters Golf Tournament takes place this week. It is, as sports commentator Jim Nance has said since 1986, a tradition unlike any other. That is true of our Easter worship as well. Beginning with the proclamation, Christ is risen. The singing of Jesus Christ is risen today as the black of Good Friday gives way to the white of Easter Sunday. Along with all the ringing and singing and preaching and praying, culminating in the decorating of the cross with beautiful fresh flowers, Easter worship is a tradition unlike any other. And frankly, I'm not quite ready to let that go. Recently, I read that the distinguished 20th century theologian Reinhold Niebuhr made it a point to turn down all preaching invitations on Easter Sunday. In fact, he wouldn't even attend a Protestant service, instead choosing to worship in a higher church tradition, which emphasized liturgy and ritual. Why? Because he didn't want to hear some preacher trying to explain the resurrection. My own wife, who has the spiritual gift of keeping my feet on the ground, says to me every year, "Whit, just get up there and read the story. Do you really think you can improve on that?" Well, far be it from me to attempt to explain or improve on the story of the resurrection. Besides, I suspect that's not really what you're looking for anyway. My hunch is that what you want is not a way to make sense of what has happened. I imagine what you really want is to be assured that something new still happens, that something new will continue to happen, that the old rules have been replaced by new rules in which life conquers death, good triumphs over evil, love is stronger than hate, and hope is not just wishful thinking, it's real. Now, in order for us to really believe this enough to stake our lives on it, we're going to need faith. We're going to need the eyes of faith to see it, the heart of faith to trust it, the will of faith to base our lives on it. Truth is, I can't tell you what really happened between Good Friday and Easter morning. I can only tell you what the gospel writers tell us. Yet, I can tell you that I believe there is a direct correlation between that empty tomb and the miracles of this life, the hope that we have in the life to come. I believe that after the darkness of the crucifixion, the dawn of a new day broke, and that when the sun rose that morning, there was no power on earth that could ever push it back into darkness. Friends, each year we get to take part in Easter worship, this tradition unlike any other, not to analyze or explain or comprehend the true mystery of the resurrection of Christ. No, speaking to Easter worshipers, T.S. Eliot writes, "You're not here to verify, instruct yourself, to inform curiosity or to carry report. You are here to kneel." And so we do. Once again, we kneel before this mystery that gives life and hope to each of us and to our world.